Returning to Great Speeches and Interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice, I'm Steve Lerman. Coming up next, the climate departure date. In just a few decades, the coldest day you experience in January will be hotter than the warmest days your parents had in January. And the hottest day you get in July in the Northern Hemisphere will simply be hotter than any day anyone has ever felt in your city to date. Listen to geographer Abby Fraser tell Steve Curwood it's coming sooner than you might think.
I'm Steve Curwood. When it comes to forecasts of global climate disruption, there are a lot of computer models and numbers out there. Much of the data seems abstract, and the focus is often on the end of the century. But a study from scientists at the University of Hawaii has come up with concrete numbers that are easy to grasp, the exact moment when the climate in a given place will go outside the range of anything we've experienced in the last 150 years. Abby Fraser is a researcher in geography at the University of Hawaii. She and her co-authors crunched the results of hundreds of climate research studies and and models for a paper in Nature. The result? Startling predictions of just when climate norms will be outside the range of what we now regard as extremes.
For a lot of people, looking at parts per million CO2 or degrees warming, it's fairly abstract. So we thought that by giving a year of when we can start to expect these changes, it would help connect people more closely to the issue and hopefully get them involved and aware of how urgent it is that we start to take action now.
And what were your results?
We found that globally, we can expect that most places on Earth will start experiencing unprecedented climates by 2047, and that these changes are expected to happen soonest in the tropics, as soon as 2020 in some locations.
Unprecedented? What does that mean?
What we did is we looked at the minimum and maximum temperatures that every location has experienced in the last 150 years, and we set those as the bounds of historical variability, and we then determined the year that the temperature goes outside of those bounds of the minimum and maximum that we've seen in the last 150 years, and we named that as the year of climate departure, when it goes outside those bounds and does not come back in.
And you say that this could happen in the tropics as quickly as 7 years, within a decade.
Exactly, within a decade. And so the reason for this is that the tropics have a small natural climate variability. Their climate is relatively stable, so it doesn't take much in terms of absolute changes to exceed those small bounds of natural variability.
This is really interesting because we've been hearing all along that the coldest parts of the world, the Arctic and the Antarctic, are experiencing the most rapid warming.
Yes, so that's true. Most of the conversation on climate change focuses on the areas that will experience the largest absolute changes. But what our study is showing is that the tropics might be even more vulnerable than the high latitudes because they will start experiencing these changes first. Most of the world's species are located in the tropics, and those species are adapted to these very narrow climate bounds. So it doesn't take much to exceed what these species can tolerate.
What are the consequences on biodiversity in the tropics of this kind of warming, do you think?
It's hard to predict the precise implications for specific species, but we know that the responses could be massive. We've seen responses in species for recent extreme events that we've experienced, and we've seen species that try to move, other species try to adapt to the changes, and others experience massive die-offs or even extinction. So we can expect responses along the whole spectrum.
Why are the tropics important for humans?
Most of the world's population is actually concentrated near the tropics, and many countries in the tropics tend to have some of the lowest GDPs in the world. So these countries that are going to be hit first by unprecedented climates have the least economic capacity to respond. And these countries have ironically contributed the least to this change in the first place. So people in the tropics are going to start seeing these changes by 2020 in some places. And by the year 2050, we expect 5 billion people around the world to be experiencing these unprecedented climates.
How inevitable is all of this? What if we slash our current emissions?
We analyzed two future greenhouse gas emission scenarios in our study, and we found that if we continue on our business as usual, that's when we'll reach this 2047. And even if we are able to cut our greenhouse gas emissions and take on this global mitigation effort, we find that the year of climate departure, on average, will still happen by 2069. So that's just 22 years into the future from the date if we do nothing.
How surprised were you by these results?
I think I was very surprised. We were very conservative in our whole analysis, using the minimum and maximum, using every model we could get our hands on. And I think we expected, using this conservative greenhouse gas emissions scenario, that the climate departure wouldn't happen within this century. So I think we were very surprised to find that even if we do take great action now, it's still going to happen.
Abby, the research that you've helped develop here shows that we'll have this climate departure, you call it, as soon as 2020 in the tropics, and for the rest of the planet before even the middle of the century. How do you feel in response to finding this data?
It's kind of a mix of emotions. It's very, very sobering that these years are happening so soon and within our lifetime. I think that's what's hitting us the most. You know, on the one hand, it's very exciting for me as a young PhD student to be publishing a paper in a journal like Nature. But, you know, the implications of the results are very striking. But the other thing that I think comes out of this for me in terms of emotions is hope that these numbers will end up maybe in policy decisions or can help just raise raise awareness about the issue. I think, you know, despite the fact that these numbers are fairly scary, it's exciting in some ways that, you know, putting this out there, we can actually make a difference.
Abby Fraser is a researcher in geography at the University of Hawaii. Thanks so much for taking this time, Abby.
Thank you so much for having me.
Beautiful.
What a nickel.
It's empty. The tinsmith forgot to give me a heart.
No heart?
No heart. All hollow.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a boy sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. How sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper if I only had a heart.
That we'll work hand in hand.
set us free. The truth will set us free. Truth will set us all free. On that day, and deep in my heart, I do believe that the truth will set us all free on that day. And we shall overcome on that day. Red house over yonder, where my baby stay. Red house over yonder, where my baby stay. I haven't seen my baby 99 one half day. Hey, my key won't unlock the door. 'Cause it's wrong. My key, I put it locked no more. I'm leaving my baby. Change the lock on my door. I ain't seen my baby 99 what have days. Haven't seen my baby 99 what have days. Way back over yonder, watch. Little blue.
Where do I Follow the river, where do I go? Follow the gulls. Where is the something? Where is the someone that tells me why I live and die? Where do I go? Follow the children, where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song, follow the thunder, follow the neon in young lovers' eyes. Down to the gutter, up to the glitter, into the city where the truth lies. Where do I go? Follow the children. Where do I go? Follow their smiles. Is there an answer in their sweet faces that tells me why I live and die? Follow the wind song, follow the thunder, follow the neon in young lovers' eyes. Down to the gutter, up to the glitter, into the city where the truth lies. Where do I go? Follow my heartbeat. Where do I go? Follow my hand. Where will they lead me? And will I ever discover why I live and die? I live and die. Why do I live? Why do I die? Tell me, where do I go? Tell me why. Tell me where. Tell me why.
But I love you madly. You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold.
Baby,
I don't want you, but I need you. I don't want to kiss you, but I need to. Oh, 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 you do me wrong now. But my love is strong now. You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold.
Baby, I love you. And all I want you to do is just hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Got a hold tighter. Don't wanna stay here. I don't wanna spend another day here. Oh, 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 I wanna split now. Well, I just can't quit now. You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold.
Baby, I love you. And all I want you to do is just hold me.
Squeeze.
Hold me.
Squeeze.
Hold me. Hold me. You really got a hold. Stay here, I don't want to spend another day here. Oh, 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 I want to split now.
Well, I just can't quit now. You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me.
You really got a hold on me. Hold me.
You really gotta
hold me.
That's all, folks.